Hi, this is Michelle. Is this LJ?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, LJ, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You enjoying the Walmart gift card and the DoorDashes and all that stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Good deal. I'm glad you have been doing really well on getting your call volume numbers up and you're keeping your attendance high. I'm super proud of you for all of that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The only issue, LJ, that I am having is your after-call work times. They are astronomically high, and I want to go over that with you because I know that I had sent an email out about it, and you understood and agreed to it. But last week, you took 203 Penguin calls for the whole week, which is really good, especially not being dedicated. Like, that's really, really good to be able to keep your numbers high so you can qualify for the wins. excuse me. Out of those calls, you had 131 that had excessively high after call work times. So that means that
Last
72,
week.
yeah, I can send it to you if you want to see it. Matter of fact, I can do that. I still have it up. I can send you what you disposition.
133 calls afterwards.
Yes. I'm gonna show it to you because I got it highlighted in red, and I'll send it to you real quick in an email so you can see. Because, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. We get in our phones, especially if we're at home, and you might be checking Facebook and things like that because there's nobody there to say, "Hey, put your phone up." Like we are in house, we can walk by and catch you on your phone in house, you know. Or something might distract you, whether you've got the TV running in the background with no sound, you know, anything can distract you. But with Penguin, because we don't notate every account, there should not be high after call work times. And like you're having after call work of customer service, and it's a minute and 26 seconds. That means that we didn't even do anything in the account. It's just customer service. So let me shoot you this email so you can open it up while we're on the call and look at all of it. All right, I'm gonna put ACW. All right, so I just shot that out to you. And like today you've already went to lunch, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so since you've been back from lunch, you've only had two Penguin calls. One of those, you just canceled it, 3 minute, 15 second call. You only had 4 seconds of after call work, which is beautiful. But then you had another call that was 35 seconds long, but you had a minute and 6 seconds of after call work. See how that looks? Your after call work was longer than your call.
So I don't know. I thought I was doing better because I know I got in trouble about my after work. I don't know why it's still high.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you other than what has you not dispositioning as soon as you're done with the call.
When I get done, I go back. I click the little black button and I go to email and then I go disposition.
Okay, so you're setting up for your next call. But even with that shouldn't take over 30 seconds. If you look at the email I just sent you, do you have it pulled up?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm a little slow computer.
Did you eat a lot at Thanksgiving?
Well, I worked for Thanksgiving, so I didn't get a chance to eat
Oh,
anything.
no. What about Christmas? What are you going to do for Christmas?
Do I have, will we be working with Christmas?
We are open Christmas. I would
So.
say if you haven't put in, you better put in now to get off. Don't wait till the last minute.
Okay, I think I see your email.
Okay.
Okay, I'm wearing email.
Okay, so you see everything highlighted in red? That means you're over the allotted amount of time that the client gives us. Anything over 30 seconds, is considered high. And any disposition that isn't for a check is going to be flagged. So that's why you see all the ones that you see. Even when you do a Brian, you only use 29 seconds for that. And that's something that would be a little bit different and would need after call work possibly that I would be, you know, understanding about, like, you know. But a check is the only reason that we should have after call work. And I'm even seeing three auto wraps in here, which means that
today?
You ran. No. This is all from last week. All of this is from Monday of last week to Sunday.
I did have three auto wraps last week.
Mm-hmm. And auto wraps. Go ahead.
I don't remember. Like, I don't know why my calls after work is high because I knew I got in trouble about it. So I try to keep it.
Yeah. We've got to do better on this because it's really frowned upon because I'm going to tell you how it looks. It looks like you're not following through and following protocol. It's like you're wasting time in between calls because if you have just the customer service, and that's another thing, your dispositions, you have a lot of customer service. What are some reasons that you disposition customer service?
Well, some people, they'd be calling for the DMV.
Okay.
Some people call for the DMV and people call to ask about Brian. Can they speak to Brian? I said, no, you can't. There's no Brian there. Hang up.
Okay. Yes, that would be a customer service call. However, the one where they're calling and thinking that they're the DMV, that's not going to be customer service. That's going to be wrong number disposition.
Okay.
Remember, Penguin has a disposition for everything. It's the one with the 13 different dispositions, whether it's Brian or Brian's second attempt, wrong number, not applicable. Are you seeing any of the accounts where they're saying they're billed, but you don't see them billed in the JTM?
Yes. Okay. They do say that. They say they'd be billed on a different date than what it'd be actually billed on.
Right. What are you doing on those calls?
I just tell them that I only see them billed on the date that I see.
Okay, so when you say on a different date, is it like 1 or 2 days off, or is it like a whole month?
Like 1 or 2 weeks off, and it was one call that was like, she was saying that she was billed twice for the same amount on that same date. So she was billed 1893 times on the same date, but I transferred her to a supervisor.
I got her, I think. I think I actually got her. She actually had another account. She had two more accounts. And so she was being billed, but it wasn't under the same account. I think I got her. I think I remember that. If you see that if they call in and say that they're being billed and you don't see it in the account, what's the protocol for that?
Say it one more time.
Let's say I'm a customer and I call in and you open up my account and the last charge that you see in the system was for August, but I tell you I've been billed September, October, and November. What would be the protocol for that call?
To contact your local bank?
No. We have a new Google Doc. I've sent out 3 emails about it. It's for all your charge after cancellation and not applicables. And charges, if you can't see them in the system, they go on there as well. Are you checking your emails every day?
No, ma'am.
Oh, see? Now, what happens if I go and I pull one of these calls and I do a QA on it because your name comes up on my list and you're not following protocol, but the emails have been sent?
So I didn't even know about nothing. I haven't gotten no calls like that. I just get counsels and customer service calls.
And these are a lot of customer service calls, like a lot. Because, you know, incorrect disposition on Penguin is 20 on your QA. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just focus on make sure that we're correcting our, doing our correct dispositions, and make sure that we are dispositioning in a timely manner under 30 seconds for Penguin, because it's gonna hit you hard. Okay?
Okay.
Because, let's see, let's go to the system real quick. I know back on 11/22, I sent you out a coaching email, like kind of like a red flag kind of thing, like, hey, we got this going on. And then let me pull this up. I have so many tabs, it doesn't make any sense, LJ, at all.
Yeah, this, all this email stuff is just new to me, so.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's how the, that's not only with Penguin, but with all campaigns, it's easier to tell everybody in a mass email about an update or a new change or we're doing this differently than it is trying to contact each and every one of you and have a phone call or a text message. So that's why we send it that way. So it is so important that you definitely check your email every day for updates, because if we send out an update on December 1st and then you take a call on December 7th and that call gets QA'd December 10th and you get counted off for it, you can't say you didn't know because the email was sent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm showing here that you had a coaching council.
What email I'm supposed to be looking for?
There's three of them. Let me go to my Penguin group. Okay. So we have one from 11/18 is when we implemented the new system for the build after cancellation Google Doc, which after that I sent an update letting it be known that you would put your not applicables and your build after cancellation. And I sent that December the 3rd. And then I just sent another one Friday. If you have a build after cancellation or a not applicable, that you do not refund those. Just put them on the Google Doc, because what's happening is the JTM and our processing department on those accounts are not communicating. So you may cancel it and give the customer the cancellation number. You did everything correct. It did not cancel it in the JTM. I mean, it did not cancel it in the processing department. So if you don't put that on there, they're going to continue to get billed because I have to go in there and manually shut it down. Isn't that fun? Because the customer is going to call back and be like, hey, I canceled this, but why am I still getting billed? And you did everything right, but because you didn't know to add it to the Google Doc so it could be manually closed, it doesn't get shut down. And we're still billing the customer. We're still, and we're going to get more chargebacks.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that now.
Okay. If you open up your email at the top of the bar, it'll have like a search bar type thing. And I typed in Penguin Group, and it pulls up all the things that I've sent out because I sent it to everyone in Penguin.
Penguin Discussion Group?
Mm-mm. It's in the email Penguin Group.
Dedicating. I think I might be. Am I supposed to be on Outlook, right?
Yes, your email, not on your Teams.
Then type in Penguin?
Yes. At the top, you'll see like a magnifying glass, and you can type in Penguin Group, and it should pull up all the emails that I have sent to Penguin Group. Yep, you're in the email. You're in the group. You're in the members.
So it says, I see it says, dedicating to Penguin training.
Okay. What are the dates on those?
Tuesday, 11/17.
Okay. And so the very next day on 11/18, I sent one out for the update for the Google Doc. You You can also put my name up there in that search bar, and it should pull everything that I've sent.
Can you see my screen?
Hold on. I can. Let me go to it. Let's see if you're in the right place.
Yeah, this email stuff is just new. So. Dedicating to Kenya. We have a schedule for Kenya and China.
All right, let's see here. All right, let's see what you're looking at. Yes, you're in the right location. Okay, see where you have penguin typed?
Yes.
All right, type my name. All right, click my email. You see me down there in the Dropbox? Click that. Okay, see where it says the Google Doc on 12.3. You can scroll down a little more. Keep going all the way until you see 11.18 pop up. See right there where it says update, update, update? You've already opened that one. Okay, so that's the update letting you know where the Google Doc is and what we're going to put on it. But anytime, yeah, you don't have any folders either. Wow, you have 930 messages you haven't answered or haven't opened.
That bad?
That's horrible. You don't know how many updates that you're missing.
Yeah, I don't even check my email. I don't even check my
work email. You have to check your work email. Yes, you have to check that. Oh, wow. So you don't have any folders or anything. So that's why everything is different for you.
Everywhere.
Yeah. That's why it's unorganized. So it's hard for you to see it. So let's do this real quick. You see, okay. The email that you see right there where it says my name.
This one?
Uh-huh. What hover over? Right there in the blue. Right click that. Right there.
This?
Right come down. Where you see my up? Right there. Right click that. Okay, go down, scroll down and up, wait. Scroll down. Go to click it again. Go to advanced actions because yours is different than mine. Create rule. Okay. All right. You're going to select a folder, hit that, see what drops down. New folder. Type my name. Hit enter. All right, hit the drop down folder again. There, okay, now hit okay. There we go. It's moving a little slower. Hit check the box. Hit okay. Now, what's going to happen now is every email that I've sent you is going to be moved over here to a folder to the left hand side, and that will have what I send to you. Give it a minute to finish running. Okay, click folder.
So it should be over here in the folder?
It should have made a folder. That's odd. But that's where all my emails just went to that I sent you. Let me see something. All right, let me see something. Hold tight for a second. There it is. See right here? And I'm going to drag it up. See right here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can drag it up. It should let me go up. Come on. Let's see if it'll let me put it there. Where did it just go? Oh, I thought that was IT. I was going to have her help us.
New folder?
Well, I moved it up to... Oh, there it goes. All right. If it moves it there. Put me in drafts. I knew it was going to put me in drafts. Let's move me. All right. Let's move me here. Move me here. Put me in favorites. Do that. Will you do that? This is crazy. Yours is definitely different than what mine looks like. All right. Where did it put me? Back down here. Okay. But these are the emails that I've sent you. So we'll probably have to just leave it there. But always check. I would set up rules for each one of my leads. The same way we just did. It'll put all of them here. Like if you go to your inbox and find, let's find, who is your lead? Vince. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we find them from Vince. We would right click. And we would do advanced options. Create rule. Select folder. New folder. Enter. Okay. Create rule. Should ask me to run the rule. What is it doing? Create rule, select folder. Nope, I want Vince's. Yep, yours is different. I need an actual, excuse me. We will have to work on this one in a while. Yeah, yours is different than mine. If I create a folder, it pops right to the left. But do you see where all the emails from me will come to? Right here?
Mm-hmm. In your folder.
Okay, right. So we'll even do a test one real quick for you and let you see how it'll change. But what are we going to do about getting that after call work time down?
I'm gonna just disposition as soon as they hang up.
Okay. Because we got to, because now you're at a verbal, and we don't want to go any further than that at all. See how it changed from 10 to 11?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so once you go through and check all the emails, it'll go to a zero, and then you can check that every day. But I would definitely set one up for Vince as well. Get with IT. IT can definitely help you out with it because you got to get these emails checked. Because if you don't, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, no, I don't want to close your tabs. My bad. Let me close out of your screen. Okay. So do you have any questions or anything for me?
No, ma'am. So I just got to keep it below 30 seconds.
Below 30 seconds. Absolutely. And in the system, you will have a verbal coaching, verbal warning discussing that from the 30th. The week of the 30th, you took 203 calls, and 131 of them had a high after-call work times, and just basically going over what we talked about today. And I really enjoy you being on my team. Like, you have great attendance. I love the fact that you're winning the cards and stuff. It's literally the only thing I need you to work on is making sure that you're dispositioning correctly and getting your after-call work times down. That's it. Literally.
Okay.
You got this, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So I gotta go sign it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just put your name in there.
How do I sign in? So it's just L Brown and L Brown and X?
I think so. I don't know. I can't even lie to you. I can find out though. If you try to sign in and that doesn't work, I can try to get the information for you and make sure you have it.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. And hopefully you have a very Merry Christmas and you don't have to work on it. But even if you do, you got 2 days. You got Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve to eat. That's a 2-day holiday. We don't just eat on one. So. And always, 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 if you have any questions or any concerns, do not hesitate to reach out to me, okay? I'm here to help, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have a fantastic rest of your shift, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, darling. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, stay in trouble.